Morning. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Pay the Clinton Foundation huge sums of money and throw in some big speaking fees for Bill Clinton, and you got to play. The amounts involved, the favors done, and the significant number of times it was done require an expedited investigation by a special prosecutor immediately.
That was Donald Trump yesterday talking about this investigation that is apparently underway in some places out in the Southern District of New York, we understand, about whether or not if you paid money to the Clinton Foundation, did you get to play in the State Department world? In other words, did you get favored consideration over at the State Department? One of the people who's been working on this story for some time now and has been trying to get at the documents on all this is Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, who joins us on the line now. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to be with you.
All right. So you have uncovered some emails that suggest that in one case involving the Prince of Bahrain, there was indeed, you know, favored consideration of a meeting between the prince and the Secretary of State after the prince went to the Clinton Foundation and complained that he needed to get to the secretary and he wasn't getting any consideration.
That's right. He wasn't getting it through the normal channel, so he went through Doug Bann, who was an executive at the foundation, and got the meeting he was requesting as a result. And this gentleman, his government, happened to give $32 million in a partnership through the Clinton Global Initiative. They gave more direct contributions as well to the foundation. And, you know, it's in black and white in the emails that we uncovered from Huma Abedin, who was Mrs. Clinton's deputy chief of staff, who used to work at the foundation and then actually while working at the State Department, then continued to work at the foundation a few years later.
Now, when the prince went through the State Department, Huma Abedin acknowledged that those are, quote unquote, normal channels. But when he went through the Clinton Foundation and asked for consideration of a meeting, that was described as quote unquote official channels, mm-hmm. Right?
You gotta love Clinton World. You gotta learn a whole new language to understand their ethical parsing of our universe here. And people see this as pay to play. I think quite appropriately that you have a special access to the State Department as a result of these donations. By the way, access that was promised wouldn't occur by Mrs. Clinton, who promised she would stay out of Clinton Foundation business, yet her top staff, who had already worked at the foundation, were shepherding these visitors in and out simply because the foundation was calling. It's hard to tell, as I've told the media, where the foundation began and the State Department ended or vice versa.
And it's important also just to reiterate, we're talking about $32 million that the Crown Prince had donated to set up a scholarship fund. $32 million.
And that isn't much. I mean, Mr. Shigori, the Nigerian-Lebanese businessman, he pledged $1 billion to try to get access to the State Department. As a result, you had him shepherded by the same man, Doug Bann, the Clinton Foundation executive, was trying to get him a meeting with the top official in Middle Eastern policy.
Yeah. And can you correct the timeline here? Because it gets very blurry for me too, Tom Fitton, and you're sort of immersed in this. One of these emails from Doug Bann to Huma Abedin, this was June 23rd, 2009. Now, I know that there was a time there where Huma Abedin was actually working for both the State Department and the Clinton Foundation. Do we know which hat she was wearing when she got this email?
Well, I don't think she much took that hat off. But later, I think in 2011, did she actually become a special government employee where she was paid full-time to paid $130,000 to work at the State Department.
Okay.
While being able to work at the Clinton Foundation and another entity called Teneo, which is also run by Doug Bann, the same man working at the Clinton Foundation and trying to work his way for his donors. It was a very sophisticated donor maintenance program. You had these donors to the foundation. They moaned to Doug Bann that they weren't getting proper attention or they needed a favor, and Bann would call either Abedin and or Mills.
One other quick question. Team Hillary yesterday spent a lot of time on cable news saying, listen, this is the crown prince of Bahrain. We have military interests in that country. He's a strategic ally. It was completely appropriate for the Secretary of State to take a meeting. The question, I guess, here is, would the meeting have occurred had he not given those donations to the Clinton Foundation? And if so, then where's the scandal?
Well, you know, this head of state evidently wasn't getting the attention he wanted from the State Department.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He was going to the State Department, which would be the normal way you do this. Hey, I'm going to be in town. I'd love to have a meeting with the secretary. And it was crickets, right?
That's right. And the suggestion is it's appropriate for heads of state to use the Clinton Foundation to get meetings with the Secretary of State. That's just insanity. It raises the issue as to why these folks were giving money to the foundation at all, and it's money well worth spent if you're a foreign head of state or foreign front companies or other dubious individuals like Mr. Chigori, the Nigerian Lebanese businessman accused of fraud who had paid back tens of millions of dollars to avoid prosecution. Why were they giving money to the foundation? Because you see, one of the benefits was being able to get expedited access and consideration at the State Department.
Very quickly, before our time runs out, there's another matter, and that's the 15,000 new documents that the FBI has released that you're trying to get a hold of.
That's right. Our litigation has uncovered that fact that the FBI and some of these emails were actually the bulk of the material we're focused on is emails that Mrs. Clinton sent to receive, but she didn't turn over to the State Department. There are 14,900 documents that fall into that category. The State Department wasn't terribly interested in giving it to us timely. We had a court hearing yesterday. The court accelerated the consideration. And you can bet there are going to be a substantial number of new Clinton emails that will probably come out before the election.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch. It is always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, John. Thank you.
It's 6:44.